Psalm 27 and 14. This is why I'm able to rest. It says, wait and hope for and expect the Lord. Be brave and of good courage, and let your heart be stout and enduring. Yes, wait for and hope for and expect the Lord. When I read this scripture, those three words just stood out to me, especially expect. Expect the Lord. You have an expectation of something? Do you doubt that it's going to not happen for you? No. If I have an expectation of something, I believe that what I'm expecting is going to happen. So if I expect Tyrone to cash out me $50, I expect Tyrone to see $50 in my cash out before I leave this building, amen? No, I'm just playing. But when you have an expectation, you believe that whatever it is that you're expecting is going to happen. So that's how I can rest in the Passion Translation. It says, for he will never disappoint you. We can expect people to do things. Sometimes they don't come through. A lot of times they don't come through, amen? But God will never disappoint you. So expect the Lord. So you should have an expectation that he is going to fulfill what his word says he will do, amen? You should have an expectation. Expectation, that is what gets me over into my rest, where I can rest in his promises. Amen. 2 Corinthians 1 and 20. I'm going to read it first from the Passion Translation, and then I'm going to read it from the Message. First Corinthians 1 and 20. For all of God's promises find their yes of fulfillment in him. And as his yes and our amen ascend to God, we bring him glory. So all of God's promises for us are yes. And in the Message translation, God's yes and our yes together, let me start over, in him, this is what we preach and pray. The Message has two or three scriptures together. Let me start at the top. Whatever God has promised gets stamped with the yes of Jesus. In him, this is what we preach and pray. The great amen, God's yes and our yes together, gloriously evident. So if your yes isn't with God's yes, are you going to get what God says? No. If your yes is not with his yes, you can't expect to get what he has said. Amen. So when you align your yes with his yes, then you'll get his promise. Amen. Because God promises is a yes, I can rest in that promise, knowing that he watches over his word to perform it. So if it's his yes, it's his will, then I can rest in it because it's mine. It belongs to me. So my healing is a yes and an amen. My peace is a yes and amen. My provision is a yes and amen. My prosperity is a yes and amen. My protection is a yes and amen. And whatever God has promised you is a yes and amen. And First Lady, you can rest in that yes and amen promise. I know what you did, Sonny. Some of y'all don't know what she did, Sonny, because you weren't there. But she couldn't rest in what she did if she didn't have a promise to back it up. You got a promise to back up what you did, amen? And he will fulfill that promise. He will fulfill that promise, amen? Take your rest in his promises. And don't toil yourself with worry and fear and doubt and just struggle. Trust in him. And trust in his word to fulfill his promises to you. So again, I say to you, take your rest. Amen. Amen. Amen.